I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. We're headed down to the coast of Texas today. We were up before daylight and at the skimmer boat by dawn. Most passengers arrived with coffee in hand. The real birders also had their extensive equipment. Swarovski binoculars, harnessed to their backs, cameras with large extended zoom lenses, tripods, bird books, and bird journals. There were accents from around the world, Canada, Germany, Japan. This was a serious international birdwatching crowd, and some birder groupies like us, brought together in Fulton, Rockport, Texas, to see the wintering whooping cranes. The cranes arrive in November and depart in March. Our skipper, Tommy Moore, felt sure we would see the big birds and many other bird species. He was right. Heavy winds accompanied us as we motored to the Intercoastal Canal. It took some time to arrive at the Channel Islands along the edge of the Aransas National Wildlife Refuge Complex. A sudden stop at a shallow bay moved the crowd to the port side of the boat. "Ring-billed gulls at 12 o'clock," shouted the skipper in familiar birding language. Soon more names were called out, almost too many to take in. I'm always astounded at birders' abilities to distinguish and identify birds that, to my eye, are simply white or brown or spotted. Birds' flying shapes, size, crests, beaks, and color all help a trained eye determine the variety in a flock of birds. It's entertaining when the experts disagree and have to start pointing out the nuances of a red spot under the beak or the shade of feathers to support their claim. Obviously, Skipper Moore had a very experienced eye and wasn't to be challenged. Soon we saw them in the distance, mother, father, and baby crane. We could actually see three groups of three cranes each. The official number of whooping cranes for 2009-2010 in Texas was 264, a number to celebrate since there were only 15 of them in 1940. Their numbers were severely depleted from loss of habitat and hunting. It wasn't until the Endangered Species Act of 1973 that the whooping crane population began to recover. The previous establishment of the Aransas National Wildlife Refuge in 1937 was also to protect the crane's last wintering ground. And in 1993, a non-migratory flock was introduced in central Florida. They had to be taught to migrate from Florida to Wisconsin by use of ultralight planes. But gradually, these efforts are being rewarded. Whooping cranes are family-oriented. They like time together and forage for large blue crabs separately from other families. They raise one baby at a time, even though they may lay more eggs. Because of the fragility of their species, the Forest Service has snatched eggs and sent them to Wisconsin to roost with other large group of whooping cranes. From our distant location, it was hard to appreciate the bird size until they flew. At 5 feet tall and a 7-foot wingspan, they're the basketball players of the bird world. It looked as if their lumbering takeoff would not succeed, but the slow, graceful flaps gradually lifted them up above us. What a thrill to see an endangered species casually move away. After this experience, the number of bird sightings grew exponentially. My favorite was Manhattan Island. That wasn't its real name, but the tiny islet served a very large population of birds who clearly liked company. Each species claimed a neighborhood, and there wasn't much crossing of turf borders. We saw oyster catchers, great egrets, tricolored herons, and great blue herons. On a nearby sandbar was a flock of Rosetta spoonbills, those wonderful pink birds that even I can identify. The clouds began to threaten, and Skipper Moore turned windward to return to port. But even in the rain that soon arrived, the diehard birdwatchers were still on deck, claiming more lifetime birds for their journals. My husband entered 39 birds in his very new bird diary, some with fun names like Laughing Gull, Bufflehead, and Scissortail Flycatcher. It's hard to know when to time your visit to Fulton Rockport. If you miss the whooping cranes, You can catch the migrating birds from across the Gulf of Mexico who arrive in May, or enjoy the hummingbirds who pass this way in September on their way back across the Gulf. Anytime you go, you'll enjoy meeting birders from around the world who appreciate all that's been done to save the whooping cranes.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began travel writing in 2008. Find more information about her travels at www.maryclarktraveler.com.